There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The ever industrious Chris McCarty joins us. Favourite biscuit, Chris? Oof. If you sit with a nice cup of tea or coffee, whatever is your choice, what would you indulge?
Controversially, it would be a chocolate rich tea.
Oh, Chris, that's just appalling.
I know. But I do enjoy them. I don't like chocolate digestives. A chocolate-rich tea. You don't often see them nowadays.
No, you don't. I don't think I've...
Alan's texted in and said chocolate hobnob. Now, that's just... No, Alan.
Wrong.
That's not okay. Bernard likes a Garibaldi. Good for him.
a chocolate bourbon as well.
Oh, Danny likes those.
Yeah.
And Shaheen likes a Jaffa cake. Cake or biscuits, they're both my favourite.
Yeah, but that's the age-old debate, isn't it? Is a Jaffa cake a cake? Is it a biscuit?
For tax purposes in the UK, it's a cake.
Is that what
is it
is?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, well, there's a long story, but basically the tax is different on biscuit products and cake products.
Your biscuit knowledge is comparable with the greatest on earth.
Well, maybe not Duncan, Mr. Duncan or whatever his name is.
Dr. Dunk.
Yeah, Dr. Dunk.
Well, I've had the pleasure of speaking to Dr. Dunk. That's a different story for another time, I think. So thanks for that. Fresh almonds as well in the biscuits. You like a fresh almond?
I like almonds in it. I just said fresh almonds as opposed to freeze-dried.
All right, as long as we make that distinction, yeah. That's important. Chris, there is a... I'll come to the prize, actually. If you're under 14, there is a prize that I think is just fantastic that you're going to talk about. However, first of all, Dubai Globe Soccer.
Yes.
Was it start there?
It's the 8th edition this coming December. Well, it is December in a couple of weeks' time, the 28th yes. of December, the 8th edition of the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards. It certainly celebrates the year that has been in the world of football. A 7-man shortlist for the best player of the year. I think we can all agree that Cristiano Ronaldo will probably take what would be his 4th victory in the past 7 years over here in Dubai. Whether he's actually here in attendance or not remains to be seen, but he is the overwhelming favourite to pick up that one. We're also rewarding the best Arab national team coach, that in the wake of 4 Arab nations reaching the FIFA World Cup next summer. And you've also got the Arab national team of the year as well, which will be between, I'm sure, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Tunisia and Morocco.
Okay, so that's to come. The thing I wanted to mention, though, because I think this is such a great prize at the Mubadala World Tennis Championships competition, and you're giving this out, aren't you?
Yep, we are.
It's a brilliant prize. You have to be under 14?
You have to be under 14, yeah. between 6 and 12, so it really does speak to the kids out there or the parents who are driving home, because we've got an unbelievable prize running both tonight and tomorrow evening on Sports Tonight, where your child could win the chance to walk out at the final of the Mubadala World Tennis Championship on Saturday the 30th of December. They could be the bag carrier for one of the finalists. And the two names that stand out above all others, the two overwhelming favourites, Rafa Nadal, the defending champion, the world number one, and Novak Djokovic, who makes his long-awaited return. So I'm hedging my bets here a little bit, but they should, on paper at the very least, be in the final. They've been given a first round bye, and fingers crossed they do the business on day two of the Mubadala World Tennis Championship. So this is a chance for your kid to meet potentially one of those, and if it isn't one of those, then it will be one of Andrei Rublev, Kevin Anderson, Pablo Carreño Busta, or the other fourth one is
Dominic Thiem,
that's the one, the Austrian.
Top pros, they're all in the top.
What are the top 40 in the case of Andrei Rublev? He's world number 39. Kevin Anderson's world number 14. Thiem's in the top 8 as well. So either or, it's an incredible opportunity for two kids out there in the UAE.
It really is. You kind of excuse the selfie-itis there, can't you?
Yeah.
That's okay in this instance.
My mum does not quite fit the age bracket.
Unfortunately,
but she is coming here, and she is very excited about the tennis. She is just beyond.
It's a great event.
Seeing those people in one place.
That's it.
Over the course of a day, you can't really pay to do that. You know, you look at some of the big other tour competitions, you cannot see them.
No, that's
not
exactly
it.
Not all at once. And the fact that it's over just 3 days, the fact that kickstart the 2018 season, and I think as well, the fact that Rafa Nadal has enjoyed such an incredible 2017, that came off the back of him starting his campaign up in Abu Dhabi 12 months ago. So this is an opportunity, as I say, to get up close and personal with these guys. For two lucky kids, they'll be getting their selfies, they'll be getting their autographs. paragraphs. And I should point out, and the parents should maybe get a little giddy at this, the parents, one of the parents at least, will be given a ticket to watch the action as well alongside their child. So either way you look at it, the child will not only be able to watch the final and walk out with these players, but one of the parents will also, you'll have to toss a coin on who gets that, but one of the parents will be able to watch the final.
It's a nice touch, that, isn't it?
It's great. You know, I mean, it's top drawer. The organisers have done a great job. They continue to do a great job with it. Into its 10th edition now is the Mubadala World Tennis Championship. So we're excited to run that competition. And just to go back to the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards as well, if we can, Tim, because we're also, it was a prize that went absolutely bonkers on the text lines last night. Once again this evening, we are giving away two tickets to the gala dinner at the Globe Dubai Soccer Awards. And that is a chance for you to rub shoulders with some of the biggest names in world football. I can't reveal who will be here because I'm sworn to secrecy. What I do know, that some of the biggest names, past and present, will be in attendance. And those tickets, those pair of tickets, are worth $2,000.
Wow.
Oh, that's so 7,000 plus dirhams.
Yes. And nice. I've got two pairs. Oh, I've got one pair of tickets to give away this evening as well. So stay tuned from 7 p.m.
Okay. So you know the next question is, can you not give us even a little inkling
of who's coming?
Yes.
I can give you one name, which I did last night. I'm not sure if I meant to or not, but Marcello Lippi, the man that masterminded Italy's World Cup success. He is here. He will be there. And there's two honorary awards being handed out to two legends, and I mean legends of the game. So you'll be there to witness all of that. You'll have to dust out the old tucks for the ladies. They'll have to dust out some nice frocks.
Going
to
dust off the kilt, get the mothballs off the kilt?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not. It's a busy old time. Mubadala World Tennis Championship is ongoing as well. So unfortunately, I can't clone myself. If I could, I'd be in both places. It's going to be very much a toss of the coin to determine, I guess, who gets my...
I'll go in your place if you want, Chris.
Yes.
I'm happy to take one for the team in that way.
Good.
You know what I'm like.
You can take one of those slots.
No, I'll take the...
Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay. You take the soccer, I'll take the tennis.
Never misses an opportunity.
Absolutely not, and quite right as well.
Tennis question for you. Novak Djokovic.
Mm.
Rafa Nadal kickstarts his career in 2017 back in Abu Dhabi. Could we see something similar for Novak? I mean, it's a speculative question. It's a nonsense question, but it'd be nice to see, wouldn't it?
Could we see it? I think we could. It all depends on what he has done in the off-season. I think that's one of the intriguing aspects. We've got a press conference with all the guys on Boxing Day, I think it is. No, the 27th, the Wednesday, next Wednesday. And that will be one of the questions I'm sure all the journalists will want to be asking. Just what has Novak been working on in his little injury layoff with Andre Agassi, his new coach? But if anyone can, he's one of them. He has shown remarkable consistency over the past 4 years, has Novak, and he'll be looking at Rafa, he'll be looking at what Roger Federer has done this year as well, and thinking that he is capable, he's got all the tools to go ahead and win some slams this year. He's already won 12. You forget that he's won 12 in his remarkable career, still only 30 years of age. I think there's a lot more to come from Novak Djokovic, and what better way to kickstart his 2018 than up in the capital.
And staying with tennis, Marianne Bartoli has announced she's coming back at
33
years old.
Yes, after a 5-year absence, she's announced that she is set to make a return to the WTA Tour. It caught us all by surprise. I was actually speaking to a couple of individuals about this morning, and we all expressed our surprise. I think perhaps, and again, we haven't spoken to Marianne, I'm guessing here, but I just wonder if she's maybe seeing a little bit of a vacuum in women's tennis. Mm. The fact there's a lot of doubt over whether Serena can come back to her very best, obviously having a child and making her return at the Australian Open, given the fact as well she's now, what is she, 36 years of age? Marion's maybe just looking at it and thinking, there is an opportunity for me to come back and maybe compete for not only titles, but for Grand Slams as well.
5 years is a long time out of professional sport.
We have seen in the past, looking at the likes of Justine Henin-Ardenne, who went away and came back.
Okay.
Kim Clijsters, she went off and had a child, came back and actually won the US Open a few years back. So it is, we've seen it in the past, and clearly Marion, she knows her own body. She clearly feels that she's capable of doing so. And we await to see if she is going to be successful in 2018. But it's certainly an intriguing one. And I think for a lot of fans of women's tennis, they'll be tuning in with a lot of interest in the coming months.
I meant to say to you earlier, actually, I don't know if you've got any time on your programme tonight, but if you need a match report live from Celtic Park this evening, the wee man is there and he's got his phone on him. So I'll give you his number.
Give me his number. He's
at the Celtic Partick Thistle update.
I fear for Partick Thistle after Celtic's 4-0 mauling at the hands of Hearts. I think there will be a backlash tonight, and I fully expect Celtic to get back to winning ways and to start the reset the clock and go again as they try to beat 69 games unbeaten in domestic football.
It's mad.
They'll kick it off with one tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Other football news, Carabao Cup, first of
yeah,
all.
Yeah, Man City getting the job done. It wasn't pretty last night. They needed a penalty shootout to book their place in the semi-finals. Claudio Brava, as he so often is in a penalty shootout, the Chilean goalkeeper, the hero of the hour once again. Jamie Vardy missing. It wasn't a save in the end. He clipped the post to Jamie Vardy in that shootout. Claudio Brava, though, did save from Riyad Mahrez. So City safely through, as are Arsenal. A young side from Arsenal last night. Still had enough to get past West Ham. As for this evening, all eyes will be on Ashton Gate. It is Bristol City against Manchester United, and Chelsea, they're in action against Bournemouth. So you'd expect United and Chelsea to get the job done. And then that's Arsenal, Chelsea, United and City in the semi-finals.
I could do you another report from Ashton Gate, because my second cousin is the groundsman at
You've
Ashton
told
Gate.
Me that, so maybe give me his number as well.
Tell you what, you
We've
are
got
sorted
it covered. We've got
tonight.
It covered.
Omer's texting and says, a Scottish calling football soccer?
I've got to go with the official name, unfortunately. It is blasphemy, as Omar has rightly pointed out, but it is the Dubai Globe Soccer Awards. It's not me naming that, it is the organisers, and I've got to stick to the party line.
I like that, a Scottish. So you are officially a Scottish McGuardian, don't you forget it. All right, Chris McCarty, thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.